And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. That would probably be a good cheery thing for almost everyone. Would it be cheery for the captain? Half cheery. To know he's going to live is a good thing. Verse 25. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. For I believe God that it shall be even as was told me. Then verse 36. Then were they all of, what does it say? Good cheer. And they also took some, read, food. That's it. I just want to present two simple thoughts this morning. And one of them is illustrated well in this story. We have around us an atmosphere. An atmosphere, it may be charged with the life-giving power of faith and hope and love, which is such a beautiful quote that it can nearly become a cliche because we say it and stop thinking about it. But what I mean by that is that it's very nice to be around happy people. You all notice that, right? Very nice to be around happy people. And it's just a simple step from that common sense to realize that it's courteous to be nice. That's not what I meant to say at all. Let me try that again. It's courteous and nice to be happy. That was what I was trying to get out. There is a time when this type of courtesy requires no self-denial. It's easy to be happy, for example, when you're given a carob coconut cookie. That's easy. But there are times when being happy requires more self-denial. For example, when you're about to jump into an ocean with angry waves and little pieces of your ship breaking to pieces with a bunch of other criminals and mean soldiers that wanted to kill you just a few minutes ago. For example. And what did Paul say to all those people, mean soldiers and bad criminals? He said, be of good cheer. I recommend it to you too. Be of good cheer. Jesus said something like that. He said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And then he said, in the world you will have... And then comes that be of good cheer, doesn't it? But be of good cheer. That's it. You have tribulation, but be of good cheer. That's just courteous. That's the first point, and I guess I'm half done. When I say the courtesy of self-denial, I really just mean that. Not to let your feelings, like, wear on your... What do they call it? Right here? Now, there is a special place in the Bible where you can find a bunch of practical instruction. If you have Bibles, turn there to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 is just full of all kinds of little tidbits of wise ideas about how to live. Romans 12, and we're going to look at verse 8. It's so interesting. But we're going to skip the first seven words because they don't make any sense if you start in verse 8, and we don't want to start any earlier than that. So we're going to go to where it says, he that giveth. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. Or if you have a marginal reading there, it says liberally. In other words, if you're going to give, do it generously. To give pitifully is just not really giving. And he that ruleth, let him do it with diligence. Now listen to this last part. It's so interesting. He that showeth mercy with, what does it say? Have you ever said or heard something like this? I'll forgive you this once. I just want to present to you that when you forgive people like that, with a sound of your voice, like, okay, I'll forgive you. Okay, you're forgiven. Sure, no problem. I'll forget about it. When you forgive like that, it doesn't feel like to their person that he's forgiven. Have you ever felt like that? It doesn't feel like it. So are you supposed to show mercy to people? You should, but how should you show mercy? That's it. No problem, man. You're forgiven. It's over. It's past. If you show mercy, do it with... That's courteous. Because you don't necessarily feel like that. It's still a good idea. Look down at verse 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Kindly affectioned. I almost guess you'll hear more about this sometime, summertime this week, because it's such a feminine verse, to be kindly affectioned. So I'll talk to the men for a minute. Men, this verse says that we should be kindly affectioned one toward another. That doesn't mean to one toward another, right? Kindly. With what kind of love? Men. That's it. Brotherly love. Look down at verse 12. It says, rejoicing in hope. This is part of the first thought. Self-denial, this involves when I have that feeling. I had an illustration in my head. I have time for it. I was looking for a specific, but I'll have to be general. There are times when there is an unwanted item, maybe a piece of trash, for example, and someone ought to dispose of it. So someone will pick it up and say, here, this is a gift. And they'll give it, and suddenly you have it. And if you are responsible, you'll say nothing and go put it in the trash. But if you're playful, you'll give it to someone else. Here, you'll throw it at them. Then they don't have much option. You know what I mean? They got it. I like the illustration. That's not courteous. What do I mean by that? When you have that little piece of trash and you're giving something that you really didn't want yourself, that's not nice. But on the other end of the thing, when you receive the thing, you know it is courteous to do it cheerfully. It's courteous to put your feelings down and just go ahead and take it happily. And would that be a good time to give a little lecture on courtesy? No. It would be better at that time to just take it. I guess I want to illustrate an entirely different thought from that story, and that is that we all have in our minds negatives. And when we have a little negative feeling or thought, it's very tempting to do something with it. We just sort of give it out, just sort of share it. But if you're in a group of four or five people and someone shares a negative, what happens in that whole little atmosphere is it just feels less pleasant. The atmosphere is degenerated by the sharing of the little negative. People aren't as happy. If you have a negative and you want to do something with it, wait until you can dispose of it privately. Don't throw it to someone else, because they're likely to throw it to someone else. All by yourself, you can get rid of it quietly in your head. It's the best thing to do with the negatives. Look at verse 19, Romans 12, verse 19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Can you see in verse 20 that no one feels like doing verse 20? What do you feel like doing to your enemy? If you're very mean, you feel like punching him. And if you had that kind of habit. But if you're pretty typical, you feel like ignoring him. Or feel like talking about him when he's not around. Or slighting him when he is around. That's how we typically feel like doing to our enemies. But what does this say to do to our enemies? It presents a type of warfare that we don't think of. You fight your enemy by killing the enemy-ness of him. That is, you do nice things to him. So nothing here, perhaps, of the specifics is new, but maybe this idea is kind of a fresh one to you. Courtesy, the idea of trying to live in a way to make others' lives more pleasant and more, I can't think of a better word than pleasant, to bless their life, involves hiding my thoughts and my feelings. My feeling of a negative, what do I want to do with that little piece of trash? Do I want to catch? No, I want to quietly put it in the trash, which is where the trash belongs. What do I want to do with the atmosphere around me when I feel kind of down? That's some trash I need to dispose with as soon as I can, but maybe I can't dispose of it right now. Can you just turn your negative feelings off like that? So you feel negative. So you have some trash is like a piece of paper. It don't feel so bad. And some trash is like rotten beans. I experienced some of those recently. And so that trash is worse, right? It's gross. Regardless, you don't want to do that. Keep your negative until you can get rid of it. And if you have an enemy, be nice to him. That involves self-denial. And that other thought is when you forgive someone, how should you forgive them? Cheerfully. As if you don't feel like they hurt you anymore when you feel like they hurt you just as much as you did before. That's all. Let's kneel for prayer. Our Father in heaven, I thank you for the many exhortations in Scripture to be of good cheer. I ask that you would teach us how to put down those negative thoughts and feelings that cloud the experience of those around us. We're dependent on you for that kind of power, and we ask for it in the name of Jesus. Amen.